From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Global stocks jumped at the news that former Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers is not going to be the next chairman of the Federal Reserve. President Obama's former advisor withdrew his name from consideration over the weekend, and Fed Vice Chair Janet Yellen is emerging as the new favorite. Joining us now from NPR's New York Bureau is NPR business reporter Jim Zaroli. And Jim, why are markets here in the U.S. and elsewhere moving higher on the word that Summers is not going to be the Fed chair?
I don't know how much of it has to do with Summers. There are other things going on today, like a possible deal in Syria, for instance. But I think, you know, Summers was viewed as something more of an inflation hawk than Janet Yellen is. The market is worried about that right now. So now he has stepped out of the race. I think that might be one of the factors contributing to the markets going up today.
Now, in his letter to President Obama over the weekend, Larry Summers said that his confirmation process would have been an acrimonious one. That's one of the reasons why he's withdrawing. But what are observers saying about why Summers is bowing out?
I think he just didn't have the support on the Senate Banking Committee. He might have gotten through the Senate itself, but the Banking Committee has to approve him. Three Democrats had publicly come out and said they wouldn't vote for him, possibly four. So he would have needed support from Republicans, and it's not clear he could get it. So I think he just knew it and decided, you know, it was time to pull out.
Okay, so let's talk about Janet Yellen, Fed vice chair right now. She's the head of the San Francisco Fed. Tell us more about her.
You know, she's very well respected. She was a professor at Berkeley and Harvard and London School of Economics. Her husband is a Nobel Prize winning economist, George Akerlof. Unlike Summers, Yellen serves on the Fed now, so she understands how it works. She's got a reputation as being, as I said, somewhat less hawkish than Summers on inflation, perhaps more concerned about joblessness, unemployment. So I don't know whether that's, you know, fair to her. She's been on the Fed at a time when inflation hasn't really been a problem. And, you know, if it were, it's reasonable to think she'd be talking about inflation more. These days, unemployment is the problem. So that's what she's been focusing on.
Mm. Now, obviously, she's very highly placed already in the Fed. But over a period of many months now, there's been this question of whether or not her gender is maybe consciously or unconsciously working against her in basically the boys club that is those highest rank of economic advisors, especially in the Obama administration.
Yeah, you know, economics is something of a male-dominated sphere. I mean, she has risen very high. She's very well respected. She's vice chair of the Fed. She's got a lot of respect. I think the complaint from women's groups is this. You know, here you have President Obama looking like he wanted to pass up this very well-qualified woman in favor of a man, Larry Summers, who they think was less qualified, you know, simply because the president knows Summers and has worked with him. And if you talk to women's groups, they say, you know, this is what women have to contend with all the time. There's a kind of buddy system in a lot of fields. People hire people that they know. And since, you know, men are often friendlier with other men, there's this kind of self-perpetuating thing that goes on. So women's groups had been pushing for Yellen. Now, you might get an argument from some people about whether Yellen is that much more qualified than Summers. I mean, they both have very good academic records. It's true Summers hasn't served on the Fed, but, you know, some people say maybe that's a good thing. He would have brought an outsider's perspective. But the base had spoken, and, you know, they wanted Janet Yellen.
Well, Jim Zaroli is NPR's business reporter speaking to us from New York. Jim, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.